Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast. Shaheen, I'm so excited that you are here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Yeah, so let's start with, tell us a little bit who you are, what you do, your story.
Okay, my story. I'll try and shorten it up here. I'm Shaheen. I live in Southern California right now. So I'm in Claremont, which is just east of LA. So right now, just to give you an idea, it's like 60s and gorgeous. It's so nice. But yeah, I am a newer coach to the scene, about a year and a half to 2 years in. And also just a little background, I'm a mom of three boys, married to my husband, we've been together for like 25 years. He's French.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we've got the European thing. I speak French and our kids speak French too. But yeah, so I started coaching, it was literally 2 years ago, and I fell in love. I'm like, this is exactly what I wanted to do, et cetera. But I didn't know who my like ideal audience was, what my message really was. It took me about a year and a half to get to where I'm at today. It was a whole like long process of discovering.
What do you do today? So you're a business coach new coaches, right?
Yes. I'm a business coach for women in midlife who want to become coaches.
And I love that so much that we are kind of in the same niche. And yes, we met each other in a mastermind program with the amazing Taylor Lee, which is also so fun because I was sharing about my pivot from working with yoga teachers and wellness entrepreneurs to really wanting to work with women my age and help them build a blissful biz on their terms and really live their ambition and also honor where we are in our lives. Like, I don't have the same amount of energy anymore that I had in my 30s or even my 40s. I'm much more mindful of that, actually. And it helped me to embrace that, to really embrace that what's actually involved with perimenopause, with menopause. So I was like doing some research, and I'm so excited that I found you as well, and then in the same mastermind. So yay, more power for women of all ages.
Yes, I love that. I know, it's so true. I'm finding, I'm 49, and I literally am like, I'm getting tired a lot faster. And things that I would have gotten done, like household chores, like they're still undone. I'm like, eh. Just because my energy level is different, and I have a ton of energy, but I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you brought light to that, because it is a little bit true.
Yes, I'm kind of like slowly growing into my niche, to be honest. Yeah. I'm like, what does it really make different? Is it just like me being in my 50s? And, you know, like even before I communicated my new niche, a lot of my students are actually close to my age. So it's like we find each other's. Of course, some of them are younger, and like I work with younger people too. So it doesn't really matter the age, but still there can be that that connection that person really gets you in a way, and your struggles and problems. And you're like, I've just had one just right after I communicated my new niche, it was suddenly I had hot flashes. Suddenly it was like the universe was like, okay, now we're going to test it. Let's go for it, right? You say you want to work with perimenopausal and menopausal women. Hey, this is what it's like. And I was sitting there in calls, like doing like a live masterclass, sweating.
Oh no.
And I was like, ooh, girl, that's interesting. Thankfully it wasn't really as bad as I thought it would be. So, and now it's pretty much like, now I didn't have a hot flash for, I don't know, like that last 2 weeks, I was fine again. I'm sure they come back. But it was really like this one, suddenly it was like 10 a day, like every hour.
Really? I haven't had that yet. I haven't experienced that yet.
Yeah, I have a few years.
Okay, good.
So wait for it.
How long were you a coach? What did you do before?
So my background is in digital advertising.
Okay.
So I was since 97 working in advertising, like for big brands like Coca-Cola or BMW or Mercedes. And then I started to work as a freelancer because I was just like tired of that whole agency policy thing. And then I went to Bali for yoga teacher training in my 40s, like what you do in your 40s when you're looking for more meaning and things. On my Eat, Pray, Love trip, a little bit, no, I didn't look for love. And I loved it. I was just like, oh my God, I wanted to move there. I wanted to spend more time there. So I really did everything I could. I had a yoga travel blog. I had a yoga retreat directory. I started doing like pretty fine, like slide decks for clients in Germany. And then I started slowly helping other yoga teachers with their marketing and websites. And that's how it kind of, yeah, how it evolved, like pretty organically. And my goal really at the beginning was just to be location independent and to make enough money that I could live in Bali. Mm-hmm. That was my big vision. And there was no plan B. I had to make that work. Yeah. And it,
that's amazing. And
back to Europe because of the pandemic, but also because of my mother who was sick. So I moved back to Hamburg, spent most of my time there. But then I was also like traveling half of the year in my camper van and found my forever home in Mallorca.
You traveled in a camper van. You're like who I want to be when I grow up. Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. So you traveled Europe in your van, in your bus?
Yes. For really like all together, probably like 12 months. Wow. And then I sold it this summer because here I don't really need it in Mallorca. It's a small island where I'm living now. So, but I miss it. Yeah.
That is so cool. I'm going to do that one day.
I mean, yes, you should. Yeah. Always with Luna with me.
Oh, how sweet. So did you land in Mallorca and that's like, you're like, this is my forever home?
Yeah, just kind of.
Yeah.
Suddenly, my original plan was to move to Portugal last winter. I just like reflected on that 1 year ago. I was in Portugal and I was so unhappy that I had that, you know, like this winter before, I really enjoyed it. And then I was there and suddenly didn't feel right at all. Mm-hmm. And I didn't find a place that I really liked where I could imagine like living. And I don't surf. It's like, you know, so it's like, it just like didn't feel right. And yeah, and then I visited my sister. She lives in Madrid over Christmas. And she told me, why don't you go to Mallorca? It's like an international community. It's beautiful. Yeah, actually, I haven't never really spent a lot of time here. I've been to Mallorca before, but I didn't spend a lot of time here. Not like other Germans. It's like the destination for Germans, like Bali for Australians. it's like the biggest group of tourists here is from Germany.
Really? Okay. Mm.
So it's not an exotic destination for us. But that was kind of like boring, huh? But it was like, actually, it showed up in meditations in Bali already. So it's like, okay, there's something. And I booked a car ferry and booked an Airbnb because it's cold here in January. And I arrived, pretty much like 11 months ago.
Oh my gosh. Mm. That is so cool. I have a client who's wanting to relocate to Europe. And I'm like, maybe she should come to Mallorca.
Yeah. Oh, the next step is doing marketing events here. I want to get everybody here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Really?
Yeah, that's on my bucket list for next year.
Okay.
Set something up.
Maybe I could put her in touch with you.
Mm.
She's another midlifer who's doing the big pivot.
Yes, that's amazing. But let's go back to your story. So that's my story.
Sorry, I'll interview you.
What did you do before you became a coach? How did you become a coach? Goodness.
Well, you know, it's so I got my master's in French. I lived abroad in Paris, fell in love with my husband, moved to Los Angeles. So I had a brief stint in wardrobe. So I was working as a wardrobe assistant in LA for some really big names like my friend who was a stylist, we worked for like Jennifer Aniston and different bands like the Eagles. At that time, it was like Matchbox 20, like really big. Like, so I was a small town Georgia girl getting exposed to like the most amazing celebrities I dreamt of, like Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks, all those people. And so, and my husband's in the music business. So I had this like fantastic LA experience. And then I started having babies and I was like, you know, got back like into my roots. And so I ended up going on my own sort of spiritual journey where I really got into prenatal yoga. I became a childbirth educator, entrepreneur, a doula, all those things, especially when I was having my babies. And once, you know, you have the kids, it's like hard to do those things. But after that, my husband and I started helping him with his brand, his clothing brand called Feel More. So it's Faithful to the Sea. It's the Breton. Sorry, my cat wants to get out, but okay, so I'm going to ignore her. So we made these beautiful sweaters in Brittany, France, and we imported and exported. So, and then we created this store in Los Angeles. So we had this beautiful store I was getting my executive master's degree at the same time, raising three kids, burned myself out after 2 years. Also too, it was like really right before online shopping came to fruition. Like Amazon wasn't even a thing. Instagram had just gotten started. And so it was one of those questions, like one of the moments in life where it's like, do we continue and like burn out, get divorced? Cause I was absolutely miserable. Or do we shut it down and put family first and figure it out? And so we chose, you know, the family first, figure it out. And after that, yeah, I got my master's and then I got into training, coaches training. It was 2016 and I loved it. I did a year long, beautiful training and it totally changed my life. I'm like, oh, I want to be a coach and this is what I'm going to do. But it was kind of before online coaching was a thing. It didn't really exist, like 2016. I feel so old saying that, but it's really true. It feels like yesterday. And I tried and it was really hard to get clients. It was really, really hard to get clients. So I abandoned ship. I'm like, this is too hard. I just want to like work for somebody. I had this big degree. So I went and got a corporate job and that didn't work out. It was a disaster. Got another corporate job, even more disaster, which led me to here almost because I ended up getting fired. And for me being like very type A perfectionist, it totally destroyed me, took my identity. It was really a whole dramatic thing, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get into healing. Studied Reiki. Then I studied this other modality. I started doing healings online. You're going to laugh. And then I was like, you know, I'm going to be a midwife with a master's degree. So I started pre-nursing. I did like a full year of pre-nursing qualifications. But and then I'm like, you know what? This is like too intense. Like it's not in this lifetime. Can I do this and get my master's in this? But it's like the thread was there of like helping women rebirth themselves. Like how can I help women become this like next level version of themselves? And that's why I love midwifery because you see women become, you know, go from mothers to, or, you know, you see a transformation. It's like as being close to God as you can get when you see a baby being born. And so that's how I ended up here. I'm like, you know, I did all these healings, I was successful, but I was like, you know, it's not just enough to do a healing. People need the mindset coaching. They need the day to day. And then I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I have my certification, which you don't actually need. That's like my big angle. And so I got into the online space of coaching and I found, you know, I tried some programs. They didn't work. I made some friends online, found Taylor through a really good friend, jumped into her world. So I was in her mastermind previously. And so that kind of like, that was, you know, a little bit about a year ago. So flash forward to today. Yeah. Now I'm like fully in it and I found my niche. It took a while. That was a long-winded journey.
No, but fascinating. I love it. And it's so interesting, like all those different pieces and our backgrounds, they are a big part of what we do now. You might feel like, oh, you just started this online business, but that doesn't mean that you're a beginner because everything that you've done before, you bring that to the table, right? And having a shop, working with customers, setting boundaries, managing yourself, you know, all those things. Mm-hmm. They are part of what you teach now, for sure.
They are. And, you know, having like a brick and mortar with actual hard goods, I was like, never again. This is so much responsibility. I want to get into like a service-based business where I'm selling something that I'm delivering. And that's where the coaching came about. Because I'm like, if I can make an impact, bring happiness, and it's just me talking to somebody, like that's genius. It doesn't cost money. I'm not like, you know, spending taxes on customs or delivery or, you know, crazy, like exorbitant sort of import export things. But yeah, it's, I have a really big business background in like different fields and it comes in handy, like, cause I know the entrepreneurial world and then I know the corporate world. I know what that's like.
Yes. So where do most of your clients come from? Do they come from a corporate background and want to do something more meaningful with purpose and they're having more freedom? Or where do they come from?
That's a great question. I have a variety. I work with some pure entrepreneurs who are self-made and like a couple of interior designers. And then actually some of my other clients do have like the corporate burnout and they are, you know, pivoting, opening their own businesses. They're not some of them are not necessarily becoming coaches, but I'm helping them grow their current business, which is like a couple of, you know, like physical, tangible businesses. So yeah, it's a bit of everything, but I only work with women and it's more, I think more of a vibe that, you know, this is where my one-to-one clients come from, but yeah, it's a bit of all over the place, which I love.
I love that. Yes. Yeah, I have You know, as I said before, I started really my career like working with yoga teachers mainly. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them that I know, like after a while, after like, you know, like a few years, 10 years, however long it takes, of just like teaching yoga, mainly asanas in front of a class, they're wondering what can they do basically? How can they go deeper? What other services can they provide? They're ready to earn more money because as a yoga teacher, you never going to earn a lot of money unless you do yoga teacher trainings. Right. And so, but I know that a lot of them are really intimidated and they don't see themselves as a coach. Mm. And they're like, but I don't have like a nutrition coach or like a life coach certificate. And what's your approach there? How do you, somebody comes with that situation to you?
Well, this is a hot topic. You know, it's funny because when I finally realized I'm coaching women in midlife, I'm like, I'm coaching women that are like me, that are transitioning, pivoting moms, whatever, who want more. And then I realized I had this big revelation with Taylor of like, you know what, I'm going to help women become coaches because it's the most natural step because we've lived these full lives. We have these experiences, we have all these skills. And so like, I'm going to show them it can be easy. And so that's my whole mantra, my whole motto. It's like, you don't need an expensive certification. You don't need a certification at all. You literally don't. And that's a hot topic because I get a lot of crap from people online because I run ads to my course, which is a $37 course called Become a Coach and Sign Your First 1K Client. And it will take you literally through deciding what kind of coach you want to be to creating your offer and selling it. It's like, it should be a $1,000 program, but it's literally $37, but it's perfect the way it is because I deliver so much value. But on my ads, Susanna, I get so much spam of people who are mad at me for saying that. They hate that this is my approach. Not, I'd say like 3 or 4 nasty troll comments a day, but because it triggers them. Because you know what? Coaching is an unregulated industry. You don't have to have a certification. So I tell women, if you are somebody who's a natural problem solver, people come to you, you're empathetic, you're intuitive, and you are that person and you love it and you're lit up by it. Like you have the ability to become a coach. Coaching is literally conversation. It's helping people see their potential. So I try and demystify the process of you don't need a certification. If you want one, go get it. I'm not knocking certifications. I spent over $10,000. I got certified with the ICF, the International Coaches Federation. I did all that, right? So I can feel qualified to say that. But you don't need it. You literally don't need it. What you do need is the ability to build a business. It's one thing to want a coach, to be a coach, to be a great coach, but
and that's what you don't learn, right? That's what you don't learn. Yeah. It's so interesting. Do you think it's also like something age-related? Because we see like coaches like in their 20s, early 20s, just going for it. I don't actually know if I would have had the confidence when I was at that age. Although I probably thought I was amazing. Like, I remember when I started working, it was like handling big clients. I know everything.
You have a lot of different things.
Yeah, and then we get older and start questioning ourselves, right?
Oh, we get so in our head. And then, you know, the thing is, it's like we play all these roles in our life, right? Whether you have a partner, your mom, your career person, whatever it is, we lose ourselves to these roles because we're following society's prescription of, you know, in your 20s, you go do this, you get the job, 30s, you do this. So we do these things thinking that they're going to bring us to happiness. But when we get to our 40s, we're like, wait a second. Now I'm discovering I'm not who I thought I was. I need to learn who I am. But we're so busy in our chaos and like managing all these different things that we don't take time for ourselves. So I think that's why I am so passionate too about this like coaching journey, because it brings women back home to themselves, because you literally do so much self, as you know, do so much inner work as a coach, because you are doing the same work you're asking your clients to do. Yep. And so I find like, yeah, the women who are transitioning, they're shy, they don't have the confidence, but yet they've had these big ass lives and they've had these like magnanimous careers. Like, but then they're like, I don't think I can do it. I'm like, wait a second. Yes, you can. you know, and so my philosophy is I'm always trying to bring forward the greatness that they had and just show them that, yes, it's going to take a second, but you can totally do it.
Yes, totally. And we have those opportunities today that really didn't exist just a few years ago, that basically is bananas how many opportunities there are in the online world that you can really create something beautiful, something amazing with just mm-hmm. your computer. You can build a business. Mm-hmm. And I love online courses. I love that whole business model.
Me too.
And also like of working with people from all over the world and making an impact, right? Yeah. So my vision evolved from just making enough money to live in Bali, obviously, in the last year. So it's really about, what you do too, just like seeing more women thrive and having that freedom, that emotional and financial freedom, be their own boss. And play bigger.
Yes. Oh, you're singing.
Don't
like
just leave it to the 20 something girls.
Oh. And the thing is, like, we're lifelong learners. We're meant to evolve. Somehow we were told, and I think that younger generations will have a different perception of getting older because we're paving the way. I feel like we might be the first generation that's really changing the way we see aging. In fact, I know we are. I know we are because my mother didn't have it. My grandmother didn't have it. But like life is just getting started in your 50s.
Yeah.
It's not over. And before we were like, oh, it's over. Men get handsome, women get ugly, right? Like it's our value, but men like can go out and be like with 20 somethings. But so how we see ourselves through the eyes of others, it's just like, I love it because it's radically changed. But you have to decide this. You have to make that decision that's how you want it to be.
Yeah. I think still having those kind of goals and ambition is a big factor. And that's connected to having the opportunity to do things. Like before, like my mother, when she was my age, she actually was like early retired. She didn't do anything anymore. Mm-hmm. And then she moved to Spain, but there wasn't really a big ambition anymore or goals. And I think that's what's also ages, right? And that I never want to stop learning, and I want, like, in a few years, I'm going to be like that white-haired business coach. People think I'm so wise, I know everything. Carol with the old ladies here at the Plaza Mayor. They're sitting there every morning and having a drink.
I love that. And, you know, you said something so true. It's like, you know, just on the other side of your phone is the entire world. Just on the other side of your screen, you have the entire world as your audience, which is just so, sorry. She might attack me. My cat is like in my face.
The cat just showed me her ass into the camera.
Yeah, it's that kind of day. Here, lay down. So it's the opportunity. Like you said, the online space is so different. It's, as I said, like even in 2016, this sort of opportunity didn't exist. It was about who you know, and it was about face-to-face. It was pre-Zoom. But yeah, we can be, do, have anything. And I just love that women our age, we're embracing that. And I feel like too, we're a whole generation that's just coming to terms with this. Like it's our generation. And we're all like, wait a second, we're in our late 40s. We're in our 50s. What? What does this even mean?
Yeah. And it's an age where you rediscover your own power. I mean, I don't have children, but I know, of course, obviously a lot of mothers. And that's when suddenly, you don't have the time to do as much, but it's not because you don't want to, right? Yeah. It's not your decision. I mean, it was your decision to have children, but still, then it's not your decision how you spend your time. And when you get to the age where children are a little bit bigger, maybe they're out of the house already, they're living their own lives, and suddenly it's, what do you want to do now? And can be an online business, can be something else. Like my sister, she really did like her high school exam in her 40s.
Wow.
And then she went on to study psychology, did her master, just got her doctor. And now has basically her first job working at a private university in Madrid and setting up a master's studies there. She's 1.5 years younger than I am. So she's 51 now.
Wow.
And that's so inspiring, right? Yes. That's so, it's just like, I mean, she was lucky her partner supported her, the kids too, but I don't know how she did it. I really have so much respect. She was just very, very, very single-minded. No, I have to do this and I have to get a job. I have to make a living and I want to do something that I'm happy to do for the next 20 years of my life. And not just taking an assistant job or something.
Yeah. But for her, I mean, that takes so much courage and discipline, and it is so inspirational to go all that way to get her PhD, to get the practice. Like, that's incredible. She had a vision. But she had a vision. Like, that's incredible. She followed, you know, because so many times, you know, I talk to a lot of women and they had a vision, but then they think that they don't deserve it, that it'll never happen to them, that it's, you know, it's not possible for them. And it's just all a mindset.
A lot of the work that I do with my women, it's just like helping them like really tear down the walls, the mindset blocks and the limiting beliefs of like, no, you get to do it. You get to have it. You want to do it? Let's do it. You want that? Let's go. You get to decide. I don't know what I want. Okay, well, let's take some time to figure it out.
Yeah. What I see a lot of people struggling, some of my students do, is they start with all those big plans. They work with a branding coach. Maybe they have the niche perfectly figured out. They invest in a website and a beautiful logo. And then they are scared to show up.
Yeah.
And they come work with me. And suddenly it's like, no, this is not what I want. This is not working. And I don't have the magic pill for you. You are afraid to show up. This is like the uncomfortable part of building your business.
Yeah.
Before that, it's, oh, that's fun. Thinking about colors and branding, and that's safe. Nobody's judging you for that. And suddenly it's all about, ooh, sharing your story.
That's so true. And that was me when I first came to the scene. It's really fun to hide behind the back end work.
It's, you know, all of us.
Yeah. Right. And then you're
like, it's everybody, pretty much. I don't know who has the confidence to show up right away.
Right.
Yeah. I was scared of doing video for so long. Oh my God.
No, it's, I don't think we realize confidence is something we can build.
Mm.
Like, we just think we should have it already, but we don't. So it's like, you build confidence. Well, what does that mean? Build confidence. I don't know. What does it mean? It becomes you have to do it. You have to get out there and get over your fear, get some feedback. And then you get the confidence. Like, that's how you build the confidence.
Yeah. That's so true. Yes. I think like when you're getting started, don't wait for confidence. You just need bravery. Just be brave enough to start. And the confidence will come with practice, with actually doing the work, with getting the feedback, with getting people result.
Yes, exactly. And we don't, you know, we just think that like there's going to be like a magic wand that is waved, or you say you're this and all of a sudden you can just go do it. And that's why I don't believe in the certification process necessarily, because you people, so many women, and probably men too, think, oh, I got certified, it's going to give me all these things. It doesn't give you anything. I mean, maybe the knowledge of how to coach, but like that's 25% of, I just made that number up. That's a small percentage of like a successful business.
Yeah.
You have to be good, obviously. It's more than 25, but you have to show up. You have to have the confidence. You have to build a business. You have to create offers. You have to talk about them. You have to sell them. You have to get in front of people, like you said.
Yeah, I get that fear. I think I have that too, still a little bit, right? That's what's stopping me from offering like one-on-one coaching for a long time. I mean, I had like, you know, like all my excuses that when I started my business, I was still freelancing for like half the year and then working full-time in an advertising agency. And then I went back to Bali to work on my business. So it would have been kind of challenging to have one-on-one clients. But at the same time, I probably would have been able to leave freelancing a little bit sooner, right? If I sold something more premium than like my low-priced online courses. I'm still happy with where I am. It got me to where I am. So, but I can totally relate to all those mindset blocks.
Me too. We all have them, but it's like, you have to still do it. Like, you have to walk with fear. It's never going to go away. And then the different levels you get to in your business, it's just more fear that shows up.
Mm.
It's another layer of fear. And you're like, well, shit, I thought I like cured it. It's like, no, it never goes away. Not in a way that should discourage you. It's just a way that should bring comfort of like, okay, I just have to get used to this. This is normal, like you just said.
Yes, and it gets easier. Yeah.
Yeah, it does get easier.
Yes, if we're going to get one day, we're going to have that easy, blissful business. I really believe that. And I see just everything's going to be flowing. Not all the time, probably, but
it's true though. When you're in flow,
it's not always a struggle. No.
Yeah. No, it's not. Not when you're like really clear operating from a very heart-centered, grounded place and your mission is bigger than your ego. It gets a lot easier.
Ooh, I love that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Your mission, so what's your vision for your business?
Oh, I love this question. Nobody's asked me this question. Right now I'm running ads to my course. And then so far in 2.5 months, I brought in over 300 women. Wow. So my goal is to continue building this funnel. I would love to have, you know, several thousand in. Like if I could bring in, if it's 300, I'd love to bring in like, I don't know, 5,000 women a year, right? And get the, and then my goal would be to like take them from the beginning of like showing them that it's possible. And then for those who are very serious and want to build that business, help them go all the way to building like a six-figure plus business. So my vision is like, it's really taking women through the entire process. And then offering courses along the way to help them get there. I love it. And I love working with the newbies too, because it's like, it's just, I feel like I can hold space for everyone. And it's just, I have so much compassion for them because it was just me 2 seconds ago. And yes. I really needed a lot of compassion. And then for the women who are really ready to grow and expand, then it's like, let's get busy. Let's go. These are the things you need to do. So yeah, mine is like a whole ecosystem, like from baby coach to like very successful coach, whether it's like building a school online or selling online courses. It doesn't have to be coach, but you know, building a service-based online business. So that's my vision. Yeah.
I love that. Yes. And yeah. I love that you have your funnel figured out and also like still keeping it simple. Like, okay, I have that one course that I'm selling. Amazing.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, I love it too. Yeah. Very grateful for it.
No, but I also love working with beginners. I love seeing it come to life.
Yeah.
Like the whole business, like everything coming together. And, you know, like mostly it takes like a few rounds of iteration and suddenly it's that niche. No, we're back to the drawing board. And
yeah.
And suddenly there's this light going on. It's like, oh, okay, now I got it.
And it's ever evolving. I put so much pressure on myself in the beginning to niche down and it just ended up blowing, you know, backfiring because I was like, I can't do it. But once I like took the pressure off, everything came to me, but I had to release this like idea and notion that you have to do this thing. It's like, well, I did it, but then I figured it, you figure it out as you go is what you're saying. And it was very, very much like the same for me as well.
Yeah, I have that this year. No, not this year, but the last months, I started a lot of like overthinking and rethinking everything in my business. Right now, It feels like a little bit of a mess. Like I don't really have any funnels anymore. Everything is like messy because I'm just like in the middle of reorganizing, restructuring things. But I feel like I'm getting to the end of the tunnel. So there's more clarity coming.
I love that. What is your vision? I'd love to hear.
My vision is really, yeah, empowering women so that they can build an online business that gives them the emotional and financial freedom.
Yes.
That is that. Freedom is, for me, it's one of my biggest values.
Me too.
Right? And for me, it's, yeah, from like more structural thing, that means packaging their expertise into digital offers.
Ooh, I love it.
Right? So because that's what's going to give you that freedom to allow you to scale, right? And yeah, this work with women of all ages. There, help them really. One of my former students, she was a life coach in her 60s. One of the first life coaches in Canada. She's amazing. And she came to me because that was even before the pandemic. She, back in, I think, 2019. No, I think it was in the pandemic. She was like, okay, I want to create an online program because I want to work less. She was like, her practice was full. I want to work less. I don't want to be in calls all day long, but I don't want to earn less money. So it's like, okay, let's create some digital offers. So in her 60s, she really taught herself, I mean, yeah, with my help, like all those things to learn, like how to create a course, how to set up a website, how to set up email marketing, create blog posts, all the things. And then she was actually, I used her, she was one of, I hired her as a mindset coach in my program. I'm just like a biggest fan of her. She's amazing. Lisa, when you're listening to that, I love you.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Yes, but it's really, it's never too late, right? So, and you can always learn new things. And there's really, I think it's like, it's so easy for people to use like this kind of negative self-talk. I'm not good at tech. I'm not good at selling. I hate that. It's a strong word, right? So you probably have that too. And I tell my students, you're not allowed to say you're overwhelmed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not allowed to say that here in this call. Yeah. No, you're not overwhelmed. You have all the energy you need to get everything done that you need to get done.
Again, it's just like the reframe, right? We get in our own ways, and it's just something we're so used to saying that it's like, yeah, and it becomes a reality. It's like, no, you're not overwhelmed. Just figure it out. Like one thing at a time. Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. It might take longer, right? Yeah. So I don't want to work 12 hours a day anymore.
Yeah.
I'm lucky when I get 6 hours done of like really focused work time.
I know. I was thinking about that. I'm like, God, I really don't work a lot. In the sense of like, I love to work, but it's like, yeah, I need to count on my hours, but it's significantly less than anything that I've done before. And I'm making more money than I ever have. So it's just like, it's an incredible, and I love how you say package up your expertise and turn it into a digital product. That's what like I'm seeing in my business. That's like the game changer for me. Cause I was pure one-to-one before. And now I'm like, oh, I'm about to create a new course, which I'm really excited about. And then I'm going to evergreen it and have it, you know, that's like the serious build your six-figure business course. But yeah, no, I'm a fan. I'm like the biggest fan. I'm like, this is the freedom. This is your ticket. same, Susanna. I love it.
Yes. And we think that's like also what's inspiring people, that we really live that. Yeah.
It's true. I had a friend text me yesterday. She's like, can I jump on a call with you? I'm like, yeah, I'll talk to you, but like 10 minutes. Cause I don't talk on the phone anymore to like people, you know, I'm like, you know, it's, you have to pay me to get me on the phone, which sounds terrible unless you're a family or like an old friend, but same thing. She was like, I'm old school. I'm like, well, if you want to do business in the modern day, you're going to stop saying you're old school. Like that's got to go. So it's just like, how do you open people up to like, if you want to make passive income, you're going to have to get new school. There's no way, no ins or ifs about it. It's like, yeah. So it's like for me too, I'm like baseline, you have to be willing. If you're not willing, then I'm not going to work with you. It's very simple.
I mean, it's also like deciding to use your voice.
Yeah.
To make a bigger impact. And
yes,
there are people waiting for that coach, for that yoga teacher who's in her 60s and sharing her practice.
It's so true.
So that's, you know, like what helps me when I'm like, sometimes like questioning everything, to really think about my students. What do they need? And make it about them. Like when you're scared of doing something or showing up, don't make it about yourself. Don't make it about like you need a haircut or I don't know.
Yeah. No, it helps you. Like we were saying, it like gets you out of the fear and back into like the service. You know, it's like heart-centered.
Yeah.
What horoscope are you? What sign are you?
What's astrology? I'm Sagittarius.
Oh, you're a Sag. Happy birthday.
No, thank you. Yeah, it was like 1 week ago, 10 days ago.
Oh, the 26th. I love that. Do you know your human design?
I looked in, yeah, I'm not 100% sure about my, we're not 100% sure about my birth time.
Oh, got it.
I'm not really into that. No.
Yeah. Either people love it or they're like, I've never heard of it, or they're like, nah.
I appreciate that it can help people get a better understanding of their, what works for them, and to kind of accept who they are as a person.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think it's like a big humboo, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. It's no science. It's not science. It's not scientific, right? So,
I
still read my horoscope as well. I love it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I know. I like dabbling. I just play around in it just for knowledge, but yeah. I don't necessarily preach it by any means. That's so fun though. Yeah. I find too that some people use it as an excuse. I'm like, there is no excuse. You are who you are. Like, it doesn't matter what phase the moon is in. What?
Yeah. I was working in Bali, living there. You have a lot of people there really living in the sky with the fairies. And you hear all those kind of excuses when they like get flaky on you. No, I just wasn't feeling in alignment. I was like, oh, yeah.
No, that's not how we do it.
There was actually a guy once. We dated and we kissed. And then he just kind of like ghosted me. And then he texted me, yes, that wasn't in alignment. I was like, what? It's okay. Don't worry. It was just a kiss. It wasn't even very good. We're good.
That is so funny.
Yeah, I was just like, Mercury in retrograde and, you know, all those things. And yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way. It's like, it's fun to know about, but it's not an excuse.
Yes, you have the power.
Not an excuse.
You have to take the power in your life. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I love that.
I think it's also one of the, it's just like when you don't see the success in your business as a coach, are you showing up? Are you reliable? Right? So are you consistent?
Yeah.
That's all affecting your energy, and that kind of energy, there's definitely an exchange. Yeah. People notice that on a subconscious level.
Yeah. Oh, it's so true.
I know. When you just show up like on social media when you feel like it. And then you like disappear for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, it's the algorithm doesn't like it, but it's also just like the energy that you put out there that's not resonating with your potential clients.
No, because if you have a potential client looking, they want reliable, dependable, consistent. They want stable.
Yeah.
I don't want to hire a flaky coach. No way.
I mean, and that's, of course, there's like, you know, like flaky and just really protecting your mental space, right? So when you feel so that's different. Of course, you take a break when you are in that situation, and then people will understand that. Yeah. But if that's like if you do that, like for every month, you disappear for 3 weeks, it's probably going to be difficult. You're probably not in the right, that's probably not the right time for you then.
I couldn't agree more. It's like, nope, then just maybe don't do this right now because it makes it very difficult. Very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a few requirements, but consistency is one of them for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it's not, of course, like a mental health issue, because that happens. We get burned out or we
have of course. Online. Yeah. You can get like, burned out doing what you love.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I know. Especially if you love what you do and then you don't take breaks. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
You got to force yourself.
For me,
it
was the best thing I ever did was for my business, for my mental health, is getting a dog, because now I have to walk my 10,000 steps every day, get them in. And yeah, you just have to take breaks. Okay. Just let's wrap it up. Let's tell us where people can learn more about you.
Yes. I know the universe is like, the internet is fading, the microphone's not working. So I have my website, it's shaheenplunier.com. You can go there, you can look at, actually it's going to be changing to the shaheenplunier.com. I'm doing a different website, but there's my courses there. I'm launching a beautiful course at the end of January. It's all about building your first six-figure business, online business. So yeah. And then on Instagram. Instagram is a place to go, because DM, and I'm in my DMs all day long. So that would be, and it's just my name as Shaheen Plunier.
Amazing. And I add the links to the show notes and also to your offer, to your course, mini course, what do you call it? It's not a mini course, probably. It sounds like it's much bigger.
It's such a big course, but it's literally just the best deal on the internet. So,
When you are thinking about like becoming a coach, definitely check it out. Check out Shaheen. Yeah.
Thank you.
So that was so nice to have you on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. So nice to meet you. And sorry for the little technical hiccups, but it's so nice to meet you too.
Hey there, interrupting for a short announcement. I'm hosting a virtual bootcamp to help you kickstart your online business from May 6th to May 10th, and I would love to see you there. It's the Make Your First our next $5,000 online bootcamp, and you can save your spot for this free virtual event when you go to my website, susannereiker.com/bootcamp. That's susannereiker.com/bootcamp. I'm going to go live every day from Monday to Friday with a live training on how to elevate your vision, choose your profitable niche, amplify your content, nail down your signature offer to make your first or next $5,000. I can't believe how freaking fun, valuable, and powerful this virtual event is going to be. You'll get 5 live stream trainings, all of the recordings in case you can't make it live or need to leave early, access to my new community, the Midlife Bizhive, including tons of additional trainings for you to dive in, the chance to ask any questions in our calls or in the community. It'll be amazing. This event is a real game changer, whether you're just starting out or you've been at it for a while, but feeling a bit stuck around the maybe $2,000 to $3,000 monthly mark. If you're eager for more and ready to figure out the online business puzzle, this is the perfect place to kickstart your journey to bigger and better results.